From Hollywood, the Red Skelton Program, brought to you by Procter & Gamble's amazing new discovery for your whole family's wash, Tide. Yes, it's the Red Skelton Program with David Rose and his orchestra, the Four Knights, Lorraine Tuttle, Pat McGee, and Dick Ryan, Martha Wentworth and John Holbrook, and me, Rod O'Connor. It's a pleasure to present Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's answer to television, and the star of our show who is waiting to answer Metro in television, Red Skelton.
Thank you, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Say, Red, I heard you on Suspense last Thursday.
Yeah?
It was a wonderful mystery program.
I got news for you. It wasn't a mystery program. It just turned out that way.
Well, you gave a very convincing performance.
Yeah, but you... You should have been at my house when that 8-year-old sponsor's kid called me up.
You mean a sponsor's kid talks to you?
Well, if you can call, hey, you know, talented snow. Talking, yeah.
What was he mad about?
Well, turn a page and find out. He was mad because I wouldn't do the script that he wrote for Suspense. Mm-hmm.
Was it any good?
We're going to find out tonight.
You mean we're going to do it on our show?
You say that very strangely. How would you like to take a trip with me around the world?
Are you kidding?
That answers your question.
Well, you can't afford it.
Huh? Now you know why we're doing it. Ladies and gentlemen, we now present a mystery written by the sponsor's kid.
And what is this little gem called? Huh?
Aladdin's Lamp or the Big Rub.
My name's Scoop. They call me Scoop because I'm much bigger than Sam Spade. I'm Scoop Crane, one private eye. The other eye's not so private. It'll look at anything. I've been very busy lately. Yesterday, I had a $10 case and two smaller ones. But I'm independent. Only today, I was asked if I would take the stolen pillowcase.
But I told the client I'd have to go home and sleep on it.
But, as the waitress said to the bum as she served him his stew, it ain't all gravy. Like all the other rackets, I live in danger, too. I got 3 threatening letters this morning from my creditors. One was a final notice. It had skull and crossbones on the envelope. Well, it's not that I can't get anywhere. It's just that I'm an unlucky guy.
Here's a brilliant one coming up.
It's just that I'm an unlucky guy. I bought a suit with 2 pair of pants and then burned a hole in the coat. Did I hear the phone ring? Yes.
Great detective. I sense these things, you know.
It's all right, fellas. Honest mistake. We're going to miss you around here, though. Oh, hello? Huh?
Mr. Scoop?
Yes.
My name's Miss Wentworth.
Yeah?
And I hear you're an unassuming fellow and you always fall for anything.
Yeah?
So I'd like to give you the business. Hmm? Now, when can I see you?
Well, anytime.
That's fine. I'll be right over.
Mr. Scoop, I'm Mrs. Wentworth.
I've been waiting for you. What was the delay?
Well, I was in the middle of a canasta game and I didn't want to leave one joker to meet another. Now, look, Cornfed, do you think you could handle this case?
Well?
Now, this is confidential. Is anyone listening?
I often wonder.
I mean, are you alone?
Why, yes.
No, you're not. I'm with you.
Well, you're still alone, because I'm not myself today. What's up?
Well, I have a feeling my husband is dead.
Oh, let's not be hasty. Maybe it just appears that way because he's tired of you.
No.
What makes you think he's dead?
Well, his body is in the living room, but his head hasn't come home yet.
Well, don't worry. I've handled a lot of cases for women whose husbands have lost their heads. Now, tell me. Does he... Bring the air wicks. Tell me, did your husband have any enemies?
Well, I know, not that I know of.
Oh?
He was a good man.
Oh?
A lieutenant in the army.
Oh?
He served under Yoo-Hoo Lair.
Oh, well, then he's bound not have any enemies, this man. Did he have any girlfriends that you knew of?
Well, all I know is that last week I sneaked up behind him and said, guess who, and he gave the roll call for the YWCA.
Well, tell me, has he been acting strangely the past few days?
Well, now that you mention it, yes.
Hmm.
I noticed the other night when he threw the body in the water.
Threw a body in the water? Whose body was it?
His. He was taking a bath.
Well, let's go look around before the police find out about this. Any day now.
Say, I caught a bit of sarcasm.
Huh?
I caught a little sarcasm in that remark. And as a citizen, I want you to know that we have a healthy police force.
Yes, I know, I know. They don't even take tetanus shots.
How come?
Our police only catch what they're told to. Well, let's go. I checked the body, then informed the police that there had been a bit of foul play. I didn't look for fingerprints, but blueprints, because this was done by a cold-blooded killer. That night... That night, I was walking around in the living room when the doorbell rang. The Wentworths were fond of money. It was an old house that Jack Benny once owned. Well, by the way, Jack Benny will be on this show next week. Well, I got that in. Well, I went over. I opened the door. Yes?
Now I know you. I know your name. What is it now? What it is, yes. Oh, yes. Monsieur Scoop.
Monsieur? Yes. I don't recall your name, but your manner's familiar.
Permit me. I am Mohammed Ali Khan, distant brother of Ali Khan.
Oh, a brother or Arab, huh? Say, tell me, do you happen to know honest Mohammed Sahib? He's the honest used camel dealer.
No, no, monsieur. Have a cigar.
Oh.
A real Turkish one.
Oh, made out of turkeys, huh? Well, thanks. I'll smoke it after dinner. Better, I'll smoke it before. Maybe I won't have to eat any dinner. Pardon me, I'll just strike this match on the sole of my shoe. Oop, tore my sock. I smoked.
What's the matter? Your eyes are watery. Is it the cigar?
No, 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 no. I just started to cry every time I think of a very sad case. A fellow I know who's very sick.
Who?
Me. Well, what can I do you for?
I need your help.
You mean the cigar's getting you, too? I don't quite understand.
I will explain.
Now, well, pay attention, because this is the plot.
While Mr. Wentworth was in our country during the war, he came into possession of the famous Aladdin lamp.
Aladdin lamp?
Yes. Now we've traced the rubies and diamonds that have been removed from the lamp at different jewelry stores. But we have not been able to locate the lamp.
Hmm.
And even with the gems removed, the lamp can still grant three wishes to anyone who rubs its gold surface.
Ah, that's silly. You mean there was really such a lamp?
Was. There is. And I'm willing to pay $10,000 for its return.
No kidding.
Who came in?
This is Mr. Frett, the houseboy. Boy, get a load of the boy, will you? This guy remembers when Pike's Peak was a bear pump. Well, there's going to be trouble at that medical college when they open up that bottle and find you gone. Well, what's up, Muscles?
I ain't as bad off as a log.
Well, you couldn't be. You couldn't be, my boy. Get a load of that arm. Macaroni with veins. He looks like a star of Frank Sinatra. Well, what's up?
Well, I couldn't help overhearing your conversation.
Yeah, I see the print of the keyhole on your ear.
Yeah. And I must inform you that there was such a lamp.
No kidding.
Oh, yes. In fact, I was cleaning it. And you know how you'll say you wish you had this or you wish you had that.
Mm-hmm.
The cliche that we all use.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, as I was polishing the lamp, I said I wish I could...
I got a hell of a part this week, ain't it?
I said...
I haven't had so much fun since I put my teeth in sideways.
Ha, 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 said, I wish I could get a couple of weeks off of pay. And lo and behold, Mrs. Wentworth came in and said, Fred, your worries are over. How would you like a 2-week vacation of pay?
Well, it was hardly worth going for, was it? So that makes the lamp magic, huh?
Oh, you haven't heard all yet.
Hmm?
No, I was so happy I polished the lamp harder, and I said I wish I had about $20,000.
And you got it?
No sooner got the words out of my mouth when up the steps came a flash messenger boy. And he hands me a letter stating that I have just been willed to gold mine.
You were willed a gold mine? Yeah. Where is it?
Oh, parking lot across the street from the football stadium.
Yes, sir. Well, what was your third wish?
Oh, I wish for a woman. A big one.
No.
Yeah. But I must have rubbed the lamp too hard. My wife weighs 300 pounds.
Tell me, why do all skinny men marry big women?
No, they don't. They just get that way.
Did you make any more wishes?
No. Like you said, you're only allowed three.
Want to take a walk?
Yet one more wish. Oh, but why worry about it? She's here, so I'll just have to make the best of it.
Tell me, where is the love now?
Well, so the last I saw of it, the gardener, Clem Diddlehopper, took it to the gas station to get it refilled, and I haven't seen him since.
Thank you. And good day, gentlemen.
Mm.
But remember, $10,000 for its return.
At first, I thought this guy was a phony. He wore a toupee and had he'd sewed polka dots on his collar to make people think he had dandruff. While only an idiot would believe there was any truth to his story, I became interested. Funny, it didn't read that way a while ago. So I followed him. If it was true and I could get my hands on that lamp, I would make three wishes. I would wish for money, long life, and that the sponsor's kid would turn purple on his 9th birthday. Well, I walked the floor of my apartment.
Well, there's a brilliant line. Where else can you walk on the floor?
I put on a recording of Dave Rose and his orchestra playing a Gershwin melody.
It's practically a landslide the way Procter & Gamble's Tide is moving over the store counters of America.
Mm-hmm.
Why, you women are buying more Tide and buying it faster than any other wash day product in the country.
Yeah.
For you've discovered that Tide gets your clothes cleaner than any soap.
Any soap.
Yeah, cleaner than any other suds. Cleaner than any other washing product known.
Yeah.
Tide, unlike soap, removes both dirt and soap film, too.
You bet your life.
And that's important.
Yes.
Yet, you know, with all this amazing cleaning power, Tide is
good.
Truly safe.
It is safe.
For all your washable colors.
And it's kind to your hands.
Safe and more. My Tide actually brightens those soap dull colors. The Tide treats...
I use it all the time.
In hardest water, Tide gets sheets, towels, shirts,
wash
whiter than any other washing product known. Oh, it's no wonder Tide is outselling every other wash day product in the land. So better check your shop.
Oh, shut up!
Remember, no soap, no other suds, no other washing product known will get your clothes as clean as Tide. Do you want to sing the song now?
No.
Okay.
Although the radio didn't calm me down, the announcer was so convincing that when he finished, I looked down and there I was in my bathing suit doing my own laundry. I had washed 54 pieces, a deck of cards, and a pair of socks. I was mad, because I'd been up all night knitting those socks and marking the card. Suddenly, my thoughts were back to the Aladdin's lamp again. So I went to see Clem. But the foreign fellow had beaten me there.
Do, 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 do. Do, 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 do. Do! Hey, guys, wake up! Get up there, the old mule train. Well, I see I have a cold. Can't see it now, though.
Oh,
Well, how about that? I got on one shoe and one off. Now I can't remember whether I'm getting dressed or undressed. I'm going to have to get a haircut. The people are beginning to talk. You know. I have to part my hair in the middle to fasten my belt. That ain't the way we heard it in the Army.
I beg your pardon, monsieur.
What did you do? Oh, you're a foreigner, huh? You're a foreigner. Parlez-vous Francis? Chevrolet Coupe up the Dixie Highway?
Oui, monsieur.
Hmm?
Oui, monsieur.
Oh, coupe, coupe. I'm a whiz on them things. What do you want that don't involve moving? Because I'm busy here training my fleas. I'm taking them out with flea circus, you know.
Training?
Oh, yeah, train fleas.
Training fleas?
Yeah.
Tell me, can they act?
Can they act? They're smart, they're smart. See the one there with a pug nose? He does card tricks.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Come here. Give me a deck of cards. I'll have to shuffle them for him. See, he hadn't learned to do that yet.
Oh.
Here now. Take a card, any card.
Oui.
Don't let the flea see it.
Oh. All right.
Yeah, you whisper to me. Well, no, don't tell me. Don't tell me. Put
no,
it in there.
It is back in the deck.
Okay, now. Watch the flea crawl up the side of the deck. See him? See him?
Yeah.
Now, he's now walking along the edge of the card that's yours. Pull it out and take a look.
The Queen of Hearts.
Yeah, is that it?
That's the card I picked. It's wonderful.
Oh, no.
How did the flea do it?
Cards are marked. Well,
tell me.
Wait till I find where we're at now.
Where do you get the fleas?
I get them off my dog. He's a plasma pup. Bloodhound to you. I do fair. He didn't get it, you know.
And your name
is... much for it myself.
Your name is Clem Cadiddle Flopper, eh?
No, not Flopper. Cadiddle Hopper. Hopper.
Oh, how do you spell it?
Oh,
How do you spell it?
Very poorly. Look, why don't you just call me Buddy like everybody else? Look, I'll see you around. I'm supposed to meet Daisy June at noon, and it's now, what time it is?
Well, there's a clock.
Well, darn if it ain't.
Can't you tell time?
Yeah, but by the time I figure out what time it is, it's an hour later, so I just skip it, you know.
You know, I do believe that you are America's number one moron.
Yeah, I'm trying to cooperate with science, see, to figure out what makes me so dumb. See, I wrote a letter to Harvard University offering them my brain when I died. I got a letter back from them, though. They says, we can't accept nothing from you. Well, that won't be there Sunday. Now, what do you want with me?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm here to see about a lamp. The one you took from Mrs. Wentworth's house.
Oh, that dad ratted thing.
Oui.
You know that lamp was made by witchcraft? I said to myself, I wish I could walk up in the rain and not get wet, you know. Well, the next thing, I was. I was. And to this day, I still don't know who put that umbrella in my hand.
Tell me, did you make any more wishes?
Yeah, I said, I wish it would stop raining, and boom, just like that, it stopped raining. Just like that. Hey, stop raining.
Oh.
Just like that. Never saw anything. Just like that. Hey, stop raining. Now I've caused a drought. Yeah. So then I started to believe what Mr. Fred had said about this being Aladdin's lamp, see? So I wished for some money.
Did you get it?
Well, I'd rather not say. I don't want to be hated in Czechoslovakia the way Bing and Coca-Cola is.
The lamp. Tell me, do you have it now?
No, I don't.
You don't have the lamp?
No, I don't.
Where is it?
That's for me to know and you to find out. I talk juicy, don't I, huh? It's refreshing on these hot nights, though. They put wheels on me, use me for a sprinkler. You know?
Tell me, where is the lamp?
Here, let go of my throat, where...
Please, don't let me get excited.
You're squeezing my Adam's apple. I'm tasting cider. Could you let up?
I'm very sorry. Don't get me excited. I may have a heart attack and drop dead.
Oh, that's silly. I got news for you. Your heart ain't got nothing to do with you dropping dead. I saw a fellow drop dead from a 10-story building, and his heart was perfect.
Tell me, where is the lamp, you fool?
There, now let go of me, and I'll tell you. Here.
I'm very sorry, monsieur.
Yeah, well, it's a... you better be, boy. You let go of my throat just in time.
What do you mean?
5 more minutes, I'd have been dead.
Well, I'm very sorry, but you reminded me of a fellow who once refused to answer my question, and I accidentally killed him.
Do tell. Accidentally, huh?
Oui. Ooh. He had red hair, just like you. The same face, and the same stupid look like you.
Really?
He didn't wear shoes, either.
Yeah, where did this happen?
In Egypt.
Oh, thank heavens. I've never been there for a minute. I thought it was me.
No, about this lamp.
You say it was in Egypt, huh?
I said it was in Egypt.
Then you killed him accidental.
Now, about this Aladdin's lamp.
What's the matter? That one fog up your glasses?
Tell me, where is this Aladdin's lamp?
Well, I gave it to a cowboy named Deadeye for a ride on the horse.
Where will I find this dead one?
Deadeye. Oh. Deadeye, not dead one. You'll find him out at the bar and up in ranch.
Merci.
Why should I? Didn't even show me any.
Well, by this time, I figured that the guy was either completely nuts or there was some truth to this story about the lamp dating back to 903 B.C. B.C. It was so old, N hadn't been discovered yet.
Sponsors, kid, or no sponsors, kid, that 8-year-old boy is going.
Well, I followed this foreign fella to Deadeye's. It was one of those hot summer California days, so I only wore 2 overcoats. You know, knowing Deadeye, I knew he would head for the Red Devil Saloon, so I disguised myself as a glass of beer. With my head, I can do it.
Careful walking up to the mic. You'll get it all over your shoes.
Suddenly, Deadeye rode into town.
Oh! Oh! Oh, come on, horse boy! If you don't whoa, I'm going to tell everybody that you're really a 4-legged Cadillac. You don't want people calling you a cad, do you? Now, stop! That did it. Now, you stay right here. I'm going into the saloon for a second.
I've already had one, you know.
Well, howdy.
I brought that in from another network.
Howdy, Deadeye.
Howdy, gal.
Well, I see you're just as bow-legged as ever.
Oh, I ain't as bow-legged. Come on, sit down on my lap here. Here, let me help you up. I guess I'm more bow-leggeder than I thought. Bow-leggeder, there's a good word. What's the matter, gal? You don't seem glad to see me.
Well, you just ain't the same, Deadeye.
Huh?
You used to bring me presents.
Well, what about that box of candy I brought you, them cough drops?
That was 2 years ago.
Well, they'd have lasted longer if you hadn't chewed them.
There's someone here to see you.
Yeah? Who is it? Rattle Pete Snake? I mean, Rattlesnake Pete?
You remember what happened to him?
Oh, yeah. He stuck his head out the window and yelled fire. I misunderstood and did. Who wants to see me, gal?
That foreign feller.
Oh, I'll just take a walk over there. Howdy there. I'm Deadeye. Texas Deadeye.
Oui, I know. I was told you can always tell a man from Texas.
Yeah. But what can you tell him?
I am Muhammad Ali Khan. Won't you sit down, Deadeye?
Deadeye's the name. Look, partner, we don't talk to Texans like that.
I said sit down.
Oh, you might talk to a Texan that way, but we don't, you know. Why don't you have a drink? Stuff's awful good here. Return the bottle and they give you your stomach back.
I said sit down.
We'll have a sip of 4 cactus. Couldn't get a clearance for 4 roses, you know. Just a minute. You know who you're talking to?
Yes, I do.
Well, now, you don't want to start a fight with a coward, do you? Look, what do you want? You ain't one of them Texas Rangers, are you?
No, why? Did you do something wrong?
No, but your Mexican dialect threw me there. I'll tell you, see, them Texas Rangers ain't got no sense of humor. They caught me playing trick or treat in one of them banks, see? I just had a couple of thousand
dollars of the bank's money in my coin purse, and I point a gun at the clerk, and they accuse me of stealing. Now, how narrow-minded can you be?
And, of course, you were only playing a joke on the bank.
That's it, just a little joke.
Well, why didn't you tell them and give them the money back?
I didn't get my laugh. Didn't get one that time, either.
No, about that laugh. The laugh, yeah.
Oh, it's an awful feeling when nothing happens.
I see you're slightly confused when I mention the lamp.
Lamp.
I'm talking about the lamp that Clem Cadiddlehopper gave you.
Oh, yeah. You know, that's the darndest lamp I ever saw. I rubbed it and see if it was gold. And I said, I wish it was gold. And by golly, it was. Then a few days later, I says, I wish that was that magic Landon's lamp. And someone showed me a picture of it in a storybook, and sure enough, it was.
You had already made two wishes.
Yeah.
What did you wish for on the third wish?
Well, I didn't exactly make a wish. I just sort of slipped out, you know. I said, I wish it could be sure that this was the Aladdin's lamp. My wish was gone. But it wasn't. Because I've wished for a lot of things since, and nothing has happened. Nothing has happened.
Tell me, where is the lamp now?
Well, it's around here someplace. I'll be seeing you there.
I said, where is the lamp?
Now, look, boy, don't try that rough out
stuff. I said, where is that lamp?
Maybe you don't know who you're talking to.
Did I? You're not a desperado at all. You're nothing but a phony.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You see these two six-shooters in my holster?
Yes.
You start counting, brother, and I'm going to show you how fast I can draw. Go ahead, start counting.
One, two, three, four.
It ain't as easy as it looks, you know.
Five, six, seven.
These guns get heavier every day, you know.
Eight, nine.
Well, don't just stand there. Help me, will you?
Fine cowboy you are. You cannot even draw a gun.
Oh, yeah, wise guy. Well, how do you like this?
Who? You shot before you drew your gun.
Yeah, I think I shot off another toe on my right foot. Better take a look. Help me with my boot off, will you? Ooh. Well, let's see. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Doggone it, I lost two of them that time.
Now, as I was saying, what did you do with that lamp?
I just got that myself. Well, I gave it to a little boy named Junior. He was going to raffle it off at his skunk patrol benefit.
Now I knew that there was some truth about this mythical lamp. I also knew that this was too big of a job for one man. And somebody better go out and page Rod O'Connor because he's coming up now. I called in another private eye. His name was Burns. He was known for his third degree. Third degree Burns, we call him. I told him the story, and he went to the house of the little boy.
Junior, will you stop that running? I'm worried about your heavy breathing.
Well, the time to worry, kiddo, is when there's no breath at all. That's when you worry, kiddo. Good or bad?
Good or bad?
What on earth is all the kindling for?
Well, tonight on television, the old outdoor hermit is going to show us how to make a campfire, you know. So
what?
I want to be prepared. We're going to do it without matches, without matches. A new way, a new way.
I've got news for you. The Indians did it years ago.
Not the modern way, not the modern way. Rubbing sticks together? They don't do that no more. They take Drew Pearson and Pegler's column and rub them together. Say, did you get some air wick for the television screen? I get so upset watching those wrestling matches, you know.
I don't know where you pick up such things.
Well, I listen to you talk and you sleep.
Tell me, did you have fun at the birthday party?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Did little Dickie Orland get very many birthday presents?
He got more than any other kid there. More than any other kid.
Well, he should have been the only one to get presents, darling. It's his birthday.
I know. But the skunk patrollers rushed through a new bill, see? We decided that to celebrate his birthday by keeping the presents that we bought for Widow Dickie, see? I'm sorry I got him such a cheap gift now.
Goodness, how did you get so dirty?
Well, one doesn't answer questions like that when one knows it will mean that one's brains will be knocked out. Does one?
Look, one. I mean, Junior.
You want to know how I got dirty? We was playing leapfrog. Playing in leapfrog. I hop over one thing, and he hop over me. He hop over another. And all of a sudden, he moved just a little. And then he hop over me. I hop over him. he was standing in front of an open manhole.
Well, why can't you stay clean like the rest of the children?
Well, maybe I'm not a copycat.
Now, I suppose you're going to throw one of your tantrums while I want you to take a bath.
No, I'd love to take a bath when I'm dirty like this, boy. I'd love to. I can take a bath, get clean, mix me mud pies at the same time.
All right, get those dirty clothes off and get into these nice, clean handcuffs.
Yeah, Boy, you sure treat me like a trustee around here, don't you?
Tell me, what else happened?
Well, as long as I'm going to be punished anyway, I might as well tell you what I did that was bad.
I'm waiting.
Well, you know the little girl across the street?
Mm-hmm.
I gave her one of my picture books.
Well, that's not bad. In fact, that's sweet.
Let me finish. I gave it to her right in the eye.
Why did you do such a thing?
Well, it all started when I put gum in her hair, see? And then she smeared mud all over me face. And I kicked her in the shins. And she dropped a great big brickbat on me, too.
What makes you kids carry on like that?
Hmm?
On your what?
My foot. What did you say?
I don't know why you kids carry on the way you do. You can't even talk straight.
Well, now, you've loused up my next line.
Junior, why do you kids carry on like that?
We's in love.
Hardly worth going back for.
Hey, what time it is, Mommy?
Oh, now you can tell time.
Not by this clock, boy.
Don't be silly. All clocks are the same.
No.
Now, if you'll listen closely.
This old grandfather clock looked like he had a nervous breakdown.
Now, you listen to me. The little hand points to the hours, and the big hand points to the minutes.
Yours. The little hand points to the hours, and the big hand points to the yours.
No, the big hand points to the minutes.
Oh.
And the second hand points... My goodness, what is the hand pointing to?
To the guy that bent it out of shape.
Junior.
Yeah. Them hands on the clock, they ain't moved since yesterday. See, I was playing with your nail file, and I gave them a manicure.
You what?
Yeah.
Junior, have you been tampering with that clock?
No, I wouldn't say tampering. I just messed it up over there. I took the springs, a lot of stuff out of the inside of it. Nothing that shows, though.
Hey,
look, let me ask you something.
Yes.
There is the widow hand is on the hours, and then there's the big hand, that's the minute hand.
Yes.
Then the widow hand is the second hand. Where is the jiffy hand?
The jiffy hand?
Yeah, everybody say, I'll be with you in a jiffy. I'm glad you gave me the right line on there, kid. Yeah, the old clock is gone now, though. It's gone now.
But don't you realize that everybody in this house depends on that clock?
Yeah, I know. Pop comes staggering downstairs in the afternoon. He'd look at the clock and he'd say, 4:30. Ooh, I thought I was getting up, but I guess I'm just getting in. Then he'd go back to bed.
You come here to me.
No.
I've stood all I can from you for one day.
Now, please. Now, I know I need the spanking, but let me talk to you like a buddy. Let me talk to you. You don't want to spank me. Wait till Pop come home. Let him do it. Tap smart.
Really?
Tap smart. Sure, after all, you want me to keep on thinking you're the sweetest, dearest, most beautiful, most wonderful mother in the world, don't you?
Let him do it. Oh, you dear little child. Run along.
Boy, they fall for that muffety guff every time. Oh, boy. Oh, look, that lamp sitting there on the table, and it's right close to the edge, you know. I bit if I rocked the table just a widow, it could make a nice crash landing, you know. A little activity about right there.
Junior!
Mm-hmm.
Junior, what are you doing? Stop the vase from rocking back and forth like that before it falls and breaks.
You catch on fast, don't you, kiddo?
I said stop it!
I stopped it. Now, don't yell now.
Junior, you're going to drive me to my grave.
Oh, I know, kiddo. I'd get arrested because I don't have a driver's license.
Oh, I knew it was an omen of ill luck when I noticed the stork that delivered him was riding a broom. Now, what am I going to do for a lamp for that table?
You is in luck. I had one. Here, you can have it. You can have this one.
Oh, I wouldn't have that thing in a doghouse.
Well, it's very rare. It's a million years old. That lamp is a million years old.
Junior, they didn't have lamps a million years ago.
That what make it so rare. I go see who at the door. Welcome to This Is Your Life, and if you care anything about it, goodbye.
Are you here all alone, little boy?
No, I'm here with a woman.
May I help you?
Yes, are you the little boy's mother?
Well, she looked pretty silly dressed that way. She was me father, wasn't she?
Well, I'm a private eye detective.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, good heavens. What has Junior done now?
No, I didn't mean to do anything wrong. It was at the birthday party. I didn't think they would mind me taking a few extra cookies. Here, hold out your hands. I give them back to you. Oh, now hold up your other hand. Here's the hunk of ice cream I took, too.
Do you have a damp towel, madam? I'd like to wipe my hand.
Don't let him take me away, Mommy.
I'm not here to take you away.
You're not?
No.
Then what's the big idea coming around here with your badge and scaring people to death? I'll kick you in the shin.
Junior, stop it.
This guy's got a wooden leg.
What have I told you about kicking people with your good shoes on?
Yeah, don't you hit me. You hit me, boy, and I'll tell Papa you pick his pockets when he asleep.
Oh, if I ever picked your father's pockets, may this floor cave in.
Look out!
Yeah. What's wrong with you? Come down from that chandelier.
Well, careful with that floor caving in stuff, kiddo. You'd all be crushed. I fell off the chandelier. I think I broke me back.
That's a good boy. Yeah. Now, what can I do for you,
yeah,
officer?
Yeah, speak up, Flatfoot. Flathead.
Little boy, why did you call me Flatfoot?
I called him the way I see him.
Junior, that's enough.
Yeah.
Well, I came to see if you know anything about a lamp. It's supposed to be the original...
See, there's an omen to it. There's an omen. He's trying to steal a lamp now. They put the hoodoo on you.
The original Aladdin's lamp.
Yeah. You mean a magic lamp, the one you can rub and make a wish on?
If it only were.
Yeah.
I'd rub it hard and wish Junior would be a good boy.
Yeah.
I wish.
Mother dear, would you excuse me for interrupting you and this nice gentleman, but I want you to excuse me. I had some place to go. Good day. Pardon me, please. Here, I'd like to check my slingshot with you, too.
Junior, where are you going?
I'm going down to the zoo and see if I can talk the stork into giving you a refund.
Now, at last I had the lamp. And what magic thing it was, too. When Burns asked me for the $10,000... I just rubbed the lamp and I said, I wish you wouldn't bother me. And he didn't. And now I'm all alone. I'll make another wish. I'll wish that I was Aladdin. I had no more said those words than there I was, flying through the air on a magic carpet, a transcontinental 9x12.
It's a nice trip, Master.
You're here?
Ah, you are a master. Just a mere clap of your hands and you can have music. Beautiful music by the Four Knights.
Now, this is great. I'm on a magic carpet. They're going to sing Mule Train.
Come on there, boy. Come on there. What are you hanging back there for? Come on, Daisy. Mule Train. Living in carpet over hills and plains. Seems as though they never stop. Clippity-clop, clippity-clop, clippity-clippity, clippity-clippity, clippity-clopping along. New train. Ah! Ah! Come on there, boy. Get it there. Yeah! Come on there, boy. New train. Clippity-clopping along the mountain chain. Soon they're gonna reach the top. Clippity-clop, clippity-clop, clippity-clippity, clippity-clippity, clippity-clopping along.
There's a plug of charter back of bar, a miner in Arizona. There's a pistol for a cowboy way out in Arizona. There's a dress of calico for pretty Navajo.
Get along, you.
Get over there, you blue.
Get along.
little day drop. Clippity-clop, clippity-clop, clippity-clippity, clippity-clippity, clippity-clopping along. There's a letter full of sadness and it's black around the border. There's a pair of boots for someone who had them made to order. There's a Bible in the pack for the Reverend Mr. Black.
Get along.
Get along.
Scoop, Mohammed tells me that you've made two wishes already.
Yeah.
Better be careful what you say from now on.
Hey, tell me, how did you get on this magic carpet?
Just before I gave you the lamp, I cut myself in on some wishes.
Oh. Sire, we will be landing soon.
Boy, a Sealy mattress was never like this, believe me.
Fasten your safety pins.
Belts.
Belts.
See, he says that because he knows we don't have all of our buttons. Oh,
are you okay?
Oh, a little road burn was all. Oh, my. Boy, what a reception. Millions of people, look.
Yes, we've cooked up something that will kill you.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
You wish that you were Aladdin.
Yeah?
So you are.
Yeah?
And like Aladdin, you must die.
Why?
You see, like most
Why?
People...
Why?
I'll tell you.
Why?
You see, like most people who have
power... That ain't
power,
bad. Why? Can't handle those one-liners?
Why?
Like most people who have power, you became greedy. Yeah. You have all the wealth. The people feel that to ask you for help would make them slaves.
Oh.
So it was ruled by the people that Aladdin should die. Now, if you will be so kind as to stand against that...
Well, boy, look, suppose I gave him the money... Say, suppose now I wish that I weren't Aladdin. I didn't, but just suppose.
Like all powers, when the crisis arises, they want to deny what they have tried to be.
Look, you can't put me up against this wall. Wait a minute now. I have one more wish. I wish your guns weren't loaded. This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now. Thanks for listening. And thanks for buying more and more of the Washday Miracle Tide.
Join us again next Sunday for the Red Skelton Show. Red Skelton is heard in this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer.